I look at it in the cold light of day and I think, what is difficult about that?
Yeah.
But at the time, I couldn't do it.
She said, the only thing is, you do need to listen to other people.
Yeah.
And I said, don't I? And she said, not always, often not. She's because you're too busy thinking about what you're going to say next.
Yeah.
And that changed my life.
We all made a macrame candle holder, which you can't actually put a candle in because it burns the macrame.
It sounds very functional, very useful.
It's an absolute fire risk.
And I looked at you and I said, do you want to do this with me? And you said, yes. And then once we'd come out of the coaching zone, you said, I was sitting there the whole time thinking, just bloody do it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. It's been quite a while, hasn't it, Nikki, since we did our last one?
Yes, I'm not going to go there because I start getting guilt.
Oh, no, no guilt here. But it's a good few months. We're recording this in March, and I don't think we've put a podcast out since...
December? Yeah.
So how has everything been for you?
Well, I've had a couple of health issues, which is one of the reasons that we haven't been here. But aside from that, I discovered something that made me laugh the other day at myself a lot, because I realised something that I'm about to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me of the ADHD tax.
The ADHD tax? What do you mean? What's that?
Well, the ADHD tax is the cost to us of the way our minds work.
Like, what do you mean financial
cost? Literally financially, but also other ways.
Yeah.
So it could be having to do something twice or missing out on something that we really wanted to do, or, I don't know, getting tickets for something, missing out on those because we didn't get our act together or whatever it happens to be.
Okay, yeah.
Mostly in my case, it's a combination of things. So if I tell you about this thing that triggered it the other day.
Yeah.
So I take a lot of supplements, as you know. Oh, incidentally, you know, I was doing my nutritional therapist course.
Yes.
Well, I now have a shiny certificate.
Ah, well done.
So I'm now let loose. So I feel very chuffed about that because it was a really, really good course and it filled in some holes and gaps and things and reaffirmed lots of other things that I already knew. So it was really, really good.
Good.
So that's a bit of growth.
Yes, very nice. Well done.
Thank you. Yes, so I was sorting out some supplements the other day and looking for something in all the nooks and crannies where I put things. And I found some sprays that I buy, Better You sprays, which are brilliant. And they're B12. And they don't exactly hide because they're bright yellow and white packaging. And I thought, I'm sure I had some of those somewhere else. So I did a quick recce round. Do you know how many I've got?
Go on.
Bear in mind, they last over a month each. Well, more than that, probably 2 months. Eight.
Nice.
And actually, that's in the known universe. There may be others hiding somewhere else. I don't know.
So were these just sort of randomly dotted all over the house?
Well, no, things? They were in clumps, to be fair. Okay. They were in clumps of about three.
Right.
In different places.
Right.
Squirreled away. So I thought, I don't know if I can use these up before the use-by dates. So I'm, you know, thinking, who could I give them to or sell them to or whatever. So,
but you see, that's where it's great being me, because I don't recognise use-by dates. I just...
Well, no, I don't exactly. But I did actually give some things to members of the chorus about a year ago because they'd gone out of date. I can't remember what they were. Some sort of gluten-free cereal or something. I can't remember. Anyway, so this got me thinking, how did I attempt with eight? And I think, as I said, different reasons. Okay, so the main reason is that I'd just forgotten I'd got them. The other reason is I was too busy or too distracted to go and look when I saw that there was a special offer on Amazon. And we love Amazon. It's brilliant. But it comes up with these, oh, these are on special offer. And you think, oh, great. And now my mum used to love a bargain. I don't love a bargain if I don't actually need the thing, but it sort of tweaked my interest. And I thought, oh, yeah, I probably should get some. Now, it comes under the... Am I allowed to say CBA in full?
Yes.
Can't be asked.
Yeah.
I couldn't be asked to go upstairs and look to see if I'd already got some. And I thought, oh, I don't think I have. Couldn't remember any. Oh, I'll just get some. So I got another three when they're cheap. And of course, they're not cheap because I may not use them up now.
Do you think that's ADHD? Or do you think it's just, I don't know, sometimes like when we just can't be asked to get up and
well,
look.
No, there is that. Yeah. There is that. But there's also the fact that I'd completely forgotten I'd already got some. And I think neurotypicals tend to remember things like that. They, in my experience, that my friends who, Well, there are some friends who are neurotypicals. Yes, there are. And they don't do this sort of thing with the regularity that we tend to do. So that sort of led me into thinking about the ADHD tax that people talk about and the costs. And this, I mean, it's not a vast amount of money. It's not the end of the world. And I do have examples that are much worse. But what do you think?
I think, yeah, I mean, Amazon Prime, let's start there. Well, I was talking to a client the other day and I didn't know you could do this, but apparently you can put a delay on your buying so that somehow you have to wait 24 hours to complete the transaction.
Oh, really?
Either she's got some app that she set on her phone or something like that, but she said because she just found it all too easy. And I think the impulsive side of us.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's terrible. So I have these sort of mixed feelings about Amazon, because on the one hand, as someone who's pretty disorganized, the ability to then find things and be able to go, oh God, I can send somebody flowers tomorrow because it's their birthday and there's not a chance of me having got them a card or something. I can do things like that. Or if I haven't got, I mean, it used to be like World Book Day costumes or...
Today?
Yes. Or, you know, I was going for a... I needed something. And actually, I'm not always very good at... I don't know, sometimes just knowing where to get something. And Amazon Prime's brilliant because all these things you think of in your head, like, oh, wouldn't it be good if... Because, like, for example, at the moment, this is a bit of an aside, but here we are. I bought some new knives for the kitchen because they were really blunt and I sharpened.
Yeah.
I just need some new knives. So I bought this really lovely pack of really nice three new knives. And on the first day, Ben and I both sliced through our fingers.
What's his excuse?
They're really bloody sharp knives. Anyway, and I keep doing that. And currently I just caught the side of one of my fingernails. So it's sort of hanging off, but I can't cut it off because it's too low down the nail. So it's sort of like, oh, I don't know what to do with it. And I was thinking to myself, God, somebody needs to invent some sort of glue or something that just sticks the nail back down and smooths it all over it. And I bet something like that actually does exist.
You can use super glue. My mum used to do it all the time.
Oh, I know. I would super glue my finger to my nail.
I was just going to say, you'd stick your other nails.
That's not going to work. So things like that, yes. I think Amazon's brilliant because it's sort of like...
What, it gives you the means to cut your finger off?
No, not quite, but it gives you... There's all these things that I'm like, I didn't know that existed. I didn't know that existed. And you're like, oh my God, it's there.
I know. Seeing as we're on the Amazon trail, and I must admit, I love Amazon. I know we're not supposed to, and it's not PC and all those things, but I do love it. It's wonderful for the very reasons we've said.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't think you are disorganized. I think you're just not organized in certain areas, if I may say.
Yeah. Well,
I think you're very organized in certain
areas. Yes, but I mean, in terms of that's the context I
meant.
Yes.
I was just reflecting back something positive.
So. Yes, thank you.
So, as you know, we went to, where did we go? Eastbourne recently with the chorus for a coaching weekend. And the theme was Sweden because we're going to Sweden in a couple of months' time. And for the party in the evening, I thought this is another ADHD tax. I've just realised this. Okay. So I'm lying in bed a couple of weeks before we go to Eastbourne and I'm thinking, what am I going to wear? Oh, I know. And we were doing this ABBA skit. I'm Benny or Bjorn, so I'm wearing a beard and it's just a jokey thing. And I was thinking, okay, so it needs to be blue and yellow. Okay, fine. So blah, 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 that's fine. Oh, I can wear blue jeans, a yellow T-shirt, and I've got a white denim jacket. That'll do. That looks ABBA-y. It's fine. Sorted. 2 days before we went, I'd started to pack the clothes. No denim jacket. I'd given it to Oxfam about a year ago because I wasn't wearing it. But my mind had it in the wardrobe. I could see it in the wardrobe and it just wasn't there. And I said to Lib and she said,
yeah.
Well, we both gave our white jackets to Oxfam. So then Amazon. So then I bought that wonderful gold lamé jacket thing, like a wrapper jacket for about 15 quid or something.
Yes.
And it arrived next day.
Yeah.
And it was amazing and it saved me.
Yeah. I think that's the sort of thing. So there's that side of it that I absolutely love. But then there is that impulsive you know, the amount of times that I've impulsively bought things. And I think that's the danger of online shopping, isn't it?
I think that's the ADHD tax as well.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Not just Amazon. And I think even now things like Facebook and Instagram even have so many adverts on.
Yep.
I have found myself lying in bed and thinking, yes, I need that special hair
widget
thing or to, yeah. Yes, I need it. I need it. I need that in my life. I need it tomorrow. Yes. Click, 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 click.
Yes, but that...
And it's very easy.
That ties in with me buying courses.
Oh, God. You used to always be buying courses.
Well, yes. I'm not saying I don't now, but they're smaller and they're cheaper. And I do have a rule, sort of vague rule now, and I actually actioned it 2 days ago, which is if I'm going to sign up for a course, I will do it live.
Okay.
I'll book it out in my diary, schedule it in, and then go and do it. Or at least find out if it's one that I really want to do. So I do half of it or something and then see what I've learned from it. And there's usually a replay if you want to catch up on the rest of it. But my rule of thumb now is it's a bit like if I've written an email to somebody that's possibly contentious and I want to check it's okay. I have a cup of tea rule that I will go in and have a cup of tea and come back and look at it again before I send it.
Mm.
But it's the same with the course. I'll leave it till the next day. And if I still want to do it, I'll do it.
I think there's definitely power in pausing in so many aspects of life. And, you know, as an aside, well, I suppose it's the other side of the ADHD tax, the non-financial side, that there can be an emotional tax, can't there, on making these really split second decisions. And I think one of the things that I've become very aware of is that I can get a bit, well, two things. Sometimes if there's some sort of tension or something, I know I can be reactive and I'll sort of think, oh my God, that's so unreasonable, and want to send a text off. And used to do that a lot. I would have just responded. I was very much a act now, think later.
Shoot from the hip. Yeah.
And I think age comes into that and experience.
Yes.
So that's one side I'm aware of not being reactive. But the other thing I've become aware of is this sort of tension that comes in me sometimes. So if you've got to make a decision about something and there's lots of information coming at you from one side and other information coming from another side, and you've got to sort of navigate that, I find that really, really difficult. And that's where you don't want to make a, you know, really quick decision on something. So that's when I think it's that being able to press pause.
Yes.
And I've learnt that, whereas I used to get probably quite flustered and be like, and I might get a bit tetchy or a bit snappy with people. And I've learned to sort of think, I don't have to make this decision now. Press pause, go away, think about it, let it settle. And that's really not in my nature. There's a couple of quite big things recently that I have wanted, every fibre of my being has wanted to react to and deal with and address head on. But this new approach of let's just not and see how it pans out has shown me that that is definitely the better thing for me in the long run.
Yes.
And it costs me less in the long run.
Yes, absolutely.
If I have that chance to stop and think. It's hard to do, though, because I mean, one of the criteria for diagnosis, isn't it, is being feeling like you're driven by a motor. And that is how I feel a lot of the time. But realizing that actually I do have control to sort of put that in reverse sometimes and go.
And breathe.
Yeah, let's just not.
Yes.
Which isn't the natural way.
Yes. I was thinking of our wonderful director's phrase, management by doing nothing. And I didn't know it was a thing. I didn't know you could just wait and see. And actually, it's working really well from time to time. Not all the time, but I've always been like you, sort of very action oriented and getting stuff done. And that's why I used to get U2 tickets when nobody else could, because I'd just be there in time and, you know, unaccountably on time. In fact, early, so that I'd be there on the phone in those days, getting through and actually getting the ticket. How did you get those? Well, I got on the phone and I bought them, you know.
I think as well, I've had to realise that, because in the past, I think I've had a massive frustration. I found people not taking action really irritating. You know, people who were, I'm worrying about this, and you just say, well, just say something, just do something about it. Just, I mean, I wouldn't say it in those words to them, but I would be thinking that, well, why don't you say something? Why don't you tell them you don't like it? Why don't you just go in there and tell them how you feel? And because I've always been very like that. With varying levels of diplomacy. I mean, my brother's nickname for me when I was little was Little Blunt, because I would just say everything as it was. So I have learned, and I think in your professional career and with aging experience, you learn to be, and I would say I am a pretty diplomatic person now, but in that sort of personal areas of our life, to learn that actually you can sit back and just go, I'm not going to rush into this situation, has been genuinely a real revelation to me. That's the last 3 or 4 months that I've learned that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting here smiling because I'm remembering, I don't know, was it a year or two? 2 years ago, we were sitting in a similar situation as this and we were chatting. And actually, we weren't. You were coaching me.
Right.
Because we coach each other. And you were coaching me on this occasion. And it was about whether I was going to start a podcast or not.
Yes.
And you sat there and you were very good and very sage-like. And you asked me some very good questions. And this was very good. And then at the end, once we'd actually, and I'd looked at you and I said, do you want to do this with me? And you said, yes. And then you said, once we'd come out of the coaching zone, you said, I was sitting there the whole time thinking, just bloody do it. So that was very restrained. Yes. So obviously this was your training.
Yes.
Training yourself.
And I think, you know, there's flip sides of flip sides, aren't there? Because as well as that, there's the, you know, yes, waiting is very good, but I'm also a real proponent of imperfect action. It's better to just bloody do something than do nothing ever.
Well, as they say, B plus work done is better than A minus work not done.
Correct. Yes.
So, you know, there we go.
Yes.
Just get it on. And also, was it Stephen Diary of Serio.
Merchant.
No, he's the comedian. No, begins with a B.
Bartlett,
thank you. Stephen Bartlett. He was saying, with one of the world's leading coaches, they were having a chat, and he was saying, I'm messy. He said, and she was saying, I'm just messy. I just do things. And they're messy. But then you learn from them and you refine it. And then they're a bit less messy or they go off in a different direction. And he said, my whole life has been messy. It's just been exploring and doing. So it's the B minus, B plus work, whatever it is, as opposed to trying to get it all perfect before you start.
Yeah,
yep.
Definitely.
Yeah. So that's something we're very good at as ADHDs, is getting on and adapting.
Yeah.
And because he's ADHD, so, you know, same thing. Yeah.
I think going back to the financial side of things, mm-hmm. I'm not a block buyer, but for me, I would say the biggest cost over the years, if I think over the years, it's the not getting round to boring admin. Mm. I think, let's do a round of applause for direct debits, because they're brilliant, aren't
yes.
they?
Oh, totally.
I mean, years and years ago, I remember being a student getting my Barclaycard bill and you had to find your checkbook, write a check, put it in the envelope and write the things on the back and then find a stamp and pay. I mean, that's just way, way beyond me.
Just for our overseas listeners, a Barclaycard, if you don't know, I'm sure you do, but if you don't, it's a credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, it just took so long to do that. And I never, ever got around to doing those sorts of things. So I was always paying late fees, late fines for everything,
yeah.
Library overdue fees.
ADHD tax, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Definitely, yep. 100%. But also, I think the thing I'm probably still guilty of, and I don't necessarily think this is ADHD because I think a lot of other people do it, but it's certainly a tax of some sort, is the, you know, yearly when like your car insurance comes up and they send you things saying, here's your new car insurance for the next year. And my husband's quite good and he will go on a compare the insurance website,
yep.
And he will shop around and he'll get a better price. And I will mean to do that.
Yes.
But it's really boring.
Tedious.
It's tedious. It's boring. There's something about it that I don't even know what it is that either makes me anxious or just scrambles my head. And so I just don't do it. So this year, for example, I'm paying £20 a month more than I was this time last year because it had gone up that much for no apparent reason. And I know I could have got it cheaper, but I just didn't. And now I'm sort of stuck with it. And same with things like Sky packages and, you know.
Can I just say, normally, I'm very good. I have to say, well done, Nikki. I'm very good normally.
Yeah.
You can tell there's a but coming with my insurance. And actually, I got my wife doing it when we met. And it's like, yeah, because you can save your money. It doesn't actually take that long, blah, 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 blah. This year, I had stuff going on, health issues, blah, 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 blah. I got the message through. Now, apparently, is it 23 days before something is the ideal sweet spot? And it came through as a reminder. And I thought, oh, yes, I'll do that. And then I didn't. And I'd had a price through that I hadn't even had to search for. And it was lower than the renewal. And because I left it until the day before, it went up to the point where it wasn't even worth doing a comparison thing and ringing them up and trying to haggle because it was only going to save me 20 quid in a year. And I just thought, I'm not going to bother. And I just thought, if I got my act together 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I could have saved myself. Oh, well, never mind. Hey-ho.
Yes.
And I just thought, mostly I do. This time I didn't. Hey-ho. Shit happens.
Yeah. Yeah. It does. But it's frustrating. But I think the cumulative effect of that can be quite big.
That's exactly it.
I had a client who opened a letter that basically said she was £3,000 in arrears with her rent.
Oh, God.
I said to her, how come it was dated November? And she said, because I hadn't opened my post. And that's a very common thing.
Yeah.
I used to be terrible for that. I just didn't open my post. I look at it in the cold light of day and I think, what is difficult about that?
Yeah.
But at the time, I couldn't do it. I couldn't manage my post.
Yeah.
So she's sorted it. But we were saying, what can you actually do with post? And I said, the thing is, it is something that you have to every day. Let's be honest, most of it's crap. So you just stick it straight in recycling. And there's very few things you actually have to action. So I said, even if you open everything and or you chuck half of it in the bin because it's a load of crap, or you open it and realise it's crap and put it in recycling. And then there are going to be two other piles. One is, this is to file, which if you haven't got a file, at least you have a pile.
A file pile.
A file pile. And then the other is, I need to do something about this.
Yes, an action pile.
Which is actually very, very few. And I suggest to anybody listening, don't have an action pile, because as soon as it becomes a pile, it is less likely to be done.
Exactly. Do it now is the answer.
Either do it now or write in your diary when you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't happen. I've tried having a to-do pile and it just...
It doesn't. No,
it doesn't.
It doesn't. I'm really... working on my do it now-ness because okay, so have you ever had a parking fine that you didn't realize you'd had? I mean, they go into piles. They go in your in my diary. I've got a pile of stuff in my diary. I've got about 8 things that need attending, but at least in my diary they will be seen. And this is for our American friends. It's a book version of a calendar because you don't use a diary as it's something else. So I had a situation that still makes me laugh and cry at the same time, which was I had to go up for my eye operations up to London a while back. And to be fair to me, I was distracted because it was quite serious. And for our UK listeners, it was Moorfields. So, you know, it's a serious place, North London. So I chug up there and I took the underground, but I drove to the underground station somewhere so that it's half the journey in the car and half there. And I parked in the car park there. Fine. Toddled off up to London. Got my eyes seen to, came back to the car. Very strange car park. I came out of there and I thought, which way do I go now? Sat now telling me all sorts of weird things. Anyway, that's fine. Drove home. Had to go up again the following week. About 10 days later. Went in the same car park. And when I don't know about you, but if I go somewhere the first time, I'll go the same way if I can the second time. I'll do the same thing, yeah?
Yeah.
And about a week later, or even longer, 2 weeks later, I get 2 tickets for going out the no entry.
Oh.
I went out the wrong way the first time, and it's because I was distracted. I wasn't well, but and I actually felt such a twit. And I don't know about you, I've got this weird thing. I've never met anybody else who does this. I read upside down almost as well as I read the right way up.
Right.
And if I see no entry on the road, I read it the wrong way up. And I saw this and I didn't think it was me. And it was me, but it was such a distracting place as well. And I do think the ADHD played a part there.
Mm.
But they didn't send me a ticket quickly enough, so I went and did it again. Oh, no, it cost me 120 quid.
Oh, Do you mean like visual overwhelm?
No, it's not overwhelm. It's
no, when you said you were distracted.
Oh, distraction. Yes, because I couldn't see which way out I was supposed to be going. And then you've got the sat nav in front of you as well. And it's all, oh, what do I do? And there was probably somebody behind me and I was feeling a bit of pressure or whatever. And because I did it that way the first time, I did it the second time. So ended up with these two damn things. So,
Oh, no. But you see, I had that the other evening. I was at a meeting and something happened in the evening in the meeting. And I ended up talking to this guy who I felt really uncomfortable with, actually. He sort of was very tall, very big and sort of cornered me a bit. And I didn't really feel very comfortable with him. I didn't agree with the sorts of things he was saying, and he was trying to engage me in conversation, and he was looking to potentially work with me, and I ended up and I said to Ben, this shows you how uncomfortable I was, because I actually said to him, I don't think you're the sort of person I'd like to work with.
Oh,
which is very unlike me to say something like that.
Boundaries.
And fortunately then somebody came up and interrupted, and I took that as my chance to leave and said, oh, I've got to go now anyway. And as I was leaving, another member of this group called me over and warned me basically off this guy.
Oh.
And said, he's a real charlatan, don't work with him. I said, well, I'd actually already decided not to. And proceeded to tell me all these sort of horror stories about how he'd been really unprofessional and blah, 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 blah.
God.
Anyway, I then went to my car, and as I was walking to the car, there was somebody, it was dark, and there was somebody waiting in the car park. And I thought, oh God, I wonder if it's him. So I sort of hot-footed it to my car really quickly, started the engine, and just, I've never done this before. I just sort of pulled out of the parking slowly. I mean, I wasn't speeding, but I caught the whole side of my car on the car next to me's bumper.
Oh no.
Fortunately, I knew the person whose car it was, and I couldn't see any damage on it. I did get out and look, but I was very much like, it's dark, I've got my torch. So I just got in the car and drove home, and then rang and left this person a message and said, oh, I, you know, knocked your car, and it was fine. There wasn't any damage. Other than to my car, which is £1,600.
Oh, Carrie.
Of damage. But it was because I was distracted.
Yes.
And I just wasn't in my, I was complete, it's almost like being dissociated. In my head, I was trying to sort out this situation and feeling stressed and just wanted to get away. And as I said, I wasn't driving quickly, but enough to just dent my whole, the two doors of my car. But it just shows you how, you know, and yes, maybe that's down to having ADHD. Maybe it's just lack of attention. I'm not trying to blame that one on my ADHD, but I think the overstimulation the way that our thoughts can be very distracting, very overriding, I think can be problematic.
Yes, it's like a noise.
Yes.
It's, you know, they're talking about food noise a lot at the moment. Because the new drugs, which are actually not drugs, they're peptides, but they help reduce the food noise. So the food noise is when you're like, I'd be sitting out here and I'd be thinking about the food that's in the cupboard in the kitchen. That sort of, it pulls you, that sort of thing.
Oh, no, I thought you meant like crunching and munching sounds. I was like...
Well, no, there's that as well. No, in terms of it creates noise in your head all the time. And we as ADHDers have noise and it's company. I love it most of the time. But actually, when you get overwhelmed and there's too much, it's debilitating.
Yeah.
And it means that you don't physically sometimes, as you've just said, really, because driving is physical, isn't it? It's mental as well, but it's physical. It's how you're moving the wheel and everything else.
Yeah.
And your spatial awareness, I think, gets affected. I mean, it's something that could be a safety concern, but I like to think generally it doesn't cause unsafe driving. It just means that we do get the odd knock. But then again, we get the odd knock with our bodies. It's classic ADHD, covered in bruises and things. It's not, I mean, I'm very coordinated. I play the guitar pretty well and I'm windsurfer and all sorts of things. But I'm always banging into things.
Yeah, I am.
And I'm spatially aware. We've had this conversation. I'm very spatially aware, but I still bang into things because I'm just distracted. So what else causes an ADHD tax, do you think?
I mean, losing things.
Oh, God, yes.
100%.
And having to buy a new one because you can't find the one that you know you've got somewhere.
Yes.
Yes, that happens to me quite a lot.
I lost it's a denim jacket. I lost a denim jacket last year.
It wasn't a white one, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No, it's a denim one.
And I have absolutely no idea. And so I had to buy it. I just think, oh. And I've left, I mean, untold numbers of umbrellas and, you know, hats, gloves, all of those things. I'm terrible. I just leave them everywhere.
No, you're really good at it. Really good at it.
Yeah, I'm really good at it. I'm great at losing things.
My best one ever. I left my guitar on the bus.
Oh.
I was about 15 and I was going to school in the morning. That was fine. And I took it with me because I had a guitar lesson in the town in the evening on the way home from school. And I had my guitar lesson and I got on the bus. And stupidly, I'm showing you here, I put it next to the window as I sat down on a double seat. And then I just got off and left it there.
Did you get it back?
Yes, thank goodness. Yes. I mean, it was a very expensive one in those days. And these days it'd be horrendous. But in those days, it was a little cheapy thing. Because my parents didn't think I'd carry on with it.
Yeah, well.
So they bought me a half size.
There you go.
And then I did. It was the first thing along with drawing that I ever did.
Oh, well, that touches on another tax. Hobbies and passions. You know, there was a lady I was talking to the other day and she was saying about how much money she has spent on crafting things. She said, I love crafting. I've got rooms full of it. But she said, but I just don't get on and do it. And one of my sons is the same. He's had various hobbies over the years and got all the kit and got really embraced, really, you know, spent a lot of money on it. And then, you know, the wheel turns and he's not into it anymore. And I think it's very, very common.
Yeah, I think we touched on this before because I remember you telling me about one of your clients who tried rugby and he tried that. And then I said about this swap shop idea that somebody had on a forum.
Oh, yeah.
For all the cast off things that people haven't used anymore.
Yes.
Because I'm sure there must be some scope in that if anybody feels like doing it.
Yes, I'll swap my balloon animal kits for your...
Yes, okay, hobbies we have known and loved.
You see, I'm holding off something like that at the moment because all my hobbies and pastimes are either sort of generally things I have to go out for. So I go out to sing or I go out to run, and I just joined a women's cricket team. So I go out to play cricket and things like that.
Yes.
And or I go to the gym. And I'm not a creative person in as much as painting, drawing, those sorts of things. But every now and then I think, because I'm not really much of a telly watcher. I find TV really boring. So I think I don't mind doing puzzles, but I get frustrated if they're too difficult. I get bored with them unless they really hold my attention. And then my husband gets fed up because like the whole of this dining table is taken up with this
for weeks
with this barely touched jigsaw puzzle, but I won't let anybody go in there and like actually touch it. But I went to a winter solstice celebration and we all made a macrame candle holder, which you can't actually put a candle in because it burns the macrame.
it sounds very functional, very useful.
It's an absolute fire risk. But I was very proud of it because it's not really, I'm not a fine motor crafty sort of person. And I thought, I really liked doing this. And I thought this would be something that's really nice to do in the evening. I could listen to a podcast and just have something to do with my hands to keep me busy. But I've sort of held off because the kits I've seen on good old Amazon are quite expensive. And I'm trying not to make this the ADHD tax.
You want a toe dipper?
I do.
Toe dipper kit.
The big, like literally a ball of string and a book probably is what I need. Yeah. So, it's hard. But for some people, it's a really big thing. They get so engrossed in it.
I know. Well, it's not my sort of thing. And I just end up listening to podcasts myself most of the time or watching the you know what I'm watching on telly. And
that makes it sound like it's something kinky.
No. This is us.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, we're both really into This Is Us.
Yes, where are you up to?
Series 2, episode 4 or 5.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, is something really big going to happen?
I think you know already.
Well, I think, spoiler alert, the dad's about to die, isn't he? You're going to... you kind of know that's happening, though,
it's
don't
kind
you?
Of, it's the longest, most drawn out in history, I
yes,
think.
Yes. So I'm braced for him dying.
Fine. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
Where were we?
We were talking about... hobbies and things. But, that's what I was going to say. So when you listen to your podcasts, do you just... sit there.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I don't know how people do
I'm
that.
I'm always doing something.
Okay.
I'm usually walking.
Yes.
As you know, recently I had to sit for a week. Okay, so all you ADHDers out there, not the old ADDers, but the ADHDers in full, the hyperactives. How does this sound? Okay, Nikki, you've got to sit for a week with your feet up higher than your hips and sit.
Ooh.
And don't do anything because I've had an infected leg. And it's like, oh, yeah, right. That's my favourite thing. I did it.
Thanks to This Is Us.
No, that's because I can't do that without Libby's. Oh, no. I've got to do it together. So that was an opportunity to challenge myself.
Mm, that's a hard one.
Yes, I did do some listening to that. But no, actually, no, I finished my course, you see.
So, yes, so studying, still doing something.
Yes, always.
But like I have friends who will... See, I'll listen to a podcast when I'm out walking the dog or I'm out running.
Mm.
But that's still that being out.
Yes, and doing.
And doing. But to have something that keeps you busy, but I don't always want to be out. And sometimes there's nothing... I mean, that's why this, you know, we joke about This Is Us, but it's actually quite nice to have a program that I'm watching so that I sort of think, oh, I could just stick on an episode of that.
Exactly.
But without something like that, there are times when I can't be singing, running at the gym, playing cricket.
All the time.
Whatever else it is. I can't. I just have to be in my house sometimes. And then it's that, what you do, that's when I need the hobby, because I could not just sit and listen to a podcast. I couldn't do it.
Sorry, I was just thinking, who's that bloke in the corner? Oh, that's Ben.
Yes. Yeah, but he goes out a lot as well.
I know. You said, yes, absolutely. Yes. Okay, so when do I listen to podcasts? It's mostly when I'm actually sorting out my various supplements and things in the evening before I go to bed. So I've got an hour there probably. And in the morning, I'm always doing something else when I'm listening to podcasts. Occasionally, if they're really good ones, I'm making notes on my phone, which I hate doing, and it's laborious, but I'm grateful afterwards. Thank you. My future self is very grateful when I make those notes, because otherwise it just goes in. The working memory is not brilliant, especially what with ADHD and the steroids. My working memory is not the best.
Yeah.
So notes are my friend, and I know they are. They're really helpful.
Mm.
And oh, yes, if you want to learn something, don't listen to it three times or read it three times. Read it once and then think about it afterwards. And that's how you learn. Mm. That's the best way to learn, is to actually think about it on your own.
Yes.
What you've learned.
Yeah, they said that in my son's revision thing recently. They said, listen to it and then
you
say
them.
It out loud, or
imagine
yourself writing it.
Or imagine or actually literally talk to somebody else about it.
Yeah.
Tell them about it, teach them about it. So that's
it's really interesting you say about notes and, you know, making notes. But notes and alarms, I think, are also something that helps with the ADHD task. Because I know I have clients and I've done it where you miss appointments and you know, all of those sorts of things. So being able to set those alarms. I think there's so much more these days that can help us.
Oh, totally.
The digital, I mean, good old, I have to whisper a name. You know who I mean.
The A word.
The A word.
Yeah, we talked about her before and how wonderful she is.
It's great.
Yeah,
it is great.
And
in fact, one of my young clients uses that certain smart speaker to help her get everything done in order. And she's now on time for school, which she never was before.
No, it's brilliant, all this stuff. Mm. And I'd be lost without my alarms. Mm. And I do have a couple of clients who forget to do things. And I just say, put it on your phone. And they see it like a tyranny. Whereas I look on it like a mate. It's a friend.
Mm.
Occasionally I shout at the phone, what now?
Yes.
As if somebody else has put the alarm on there. You know, it wasn't me, obviously.
It is a hard one, though. And it's funny, I have a couple of friends who they find using alarms. And same with lists, actually. They feel it's like an oppressive regime.
A tyranny, yes.
Yes, even if they've sort of started it themselves, they sort of don't like it.
Yes.
I was just thinking, I'm looking through the Diva form here, which I use for assessments, and I'm thinking, are there other things that are very ADHD? Oh, well, there you go. Here we are. Following instructions.
My mum used to tell me.
How much is that at ADHD tax?
My mum used to say to me, darling, would you mind going upstairs for me? Or when you're going upstairs, could you go in the bathroom cabinet and on the top shelf on the left-hand side behind the...
Oh, God, forget
the Q-tips. Blah, 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 blah. And I'd come downstairs. Of course, nobody knew that I was ADHD then. But anyway, so I'd be about 9 or 10. And I'd go upstairs and I'd open the cupboard door in the bathroom and I'd look in the cupboard and I'd think,
no idea why I'm here.
So I'd go all the way back downstairs again. And sometimes this would happen 2 or 3 times. No, and Lib, bless her, when she's trying to tell me where something is, road direction, and she'll say, well, you know where there's the Esso garage, and then you turn left and there's the traffic lights. And I'm going, no, no, not going in, not going in. And I'm an ex dispatch rider. But a map I can find anywhere, but not directions.
But I think there's another type of following instructions, as in following instructions like from instruction manual or how to do things, that is a classic ADHD. No, I don't follow them. And then I've ended up things like flat pack furniture thinking, I don't, you know, I can't follow that. And then have breaking it or not doing it properly and you know, having to take it back because I haven't followed it properly.
Yes, absolutely. I have to say, because I'm a graphic designer, that comes to my rescue, because I'm looking at the pictures with a different eye from most people. And I can generally, if the instructions are okay, and I know what to look for now, because I have had to rebuild things in the past, take them apart and put them back together. So that's a tax in time.
Yes. Yeah. All of these things are.
Yeah. So it's the pause thing. Pause.
Yes.
Pause is our friend wherever, basically.
Pause is definitely, and it's something I think you have to train yourself to do.
Pause, double check. Yeah. What do they say? Measure twice, do once, or something like that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just looking at the assessment manual, another one is about blurting things out before other people have finished speaking, or,
yes,
you know, and I think that that can cause attacks, because I think we sometimes miss out on learning and hearing.
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean about butter? Sorry, I couldn't resist.
But it is that sometimes I think, A, it can really annoy people when we do it and we talk over people. But B, you miss that wealth of other people's experience. And I think for me, it comes from I like being involved and I like being engaged and it's probably excitement more than anything
contributing.
Else.
Contributing.
Yes, being part of something. And I've learnt again to sit back much more, but it's something I have to consciously say to myself. I did a course when I did my autism assessment course, and it was a 3-day course, and it was full of psychologists and pediatricians and social workers and school leaders and things like that, and education consultants and all the rest of it. And it was really, really interesting. But funnily enough, whenever it came to, there were about 60 of us on the course, it was all online. When it was like, we need somebody to volunteer to just do this role play, or we need somebody to share their ideas, I consciously thought, sit back.
Sit on your hands, sit, stay.
Yeah, sit back. But actually, there were about 4 of us on this whole course who ever seemed to want to say anything.
I know.
So it's this hard balance, because actually I don't mind. I'd quite happily go, yes, me for almost anything.
Exactly. I feel you.
Yes.
I was just thinking about a lady called Juliet who changed my life. When I was at art college, I would have been about 21 doing my degree. We had art history. So there's written work because it was a degree. We'd have these class lectures and then we'd do the written work at home and then we'd bring it in. And in my usual bubbly way, I'd be contributing, blah, blah, blah. And then we had, she called me in for a meeting with her for some feedback. And she said, Nikki, she said, you're great in class. And I'm sitting there sort of feeling all, not preening, but, you know, feeling good.
Yeah.
And she said, you're great in class because you're always willing to contribute and you have some great thoughts and ideas and left of field, you won't be surprised to hear. And you're really, really good on the contribution side. And sort of smiled at me, and I was smiling back and feeling all nice. And bear in mind, I was 21. And she said, the only thing is, yes, here we go. She said, the only thing is, you do need to listen to other people.
Yeah.
And I said, don't I? And she said, not always, often not. She's because you're too busy thinking about what you're going to say next.
Yeah.
And you know what? That was my foundation for coaching. Umpteen years later. And that changed my life. I'm not saying I never interrupted after that or hogged it or whatever, but it made me, you know what you just said about sitting back, sit your hands, don't say anything, don't volunteer. I can't even remember her surname. Began with an H. Juliet something or other. Thank you. I'm sure you're not listening, but just in case, because she cared enough to tell me.
Yeah.
And I will forever be grateful for that. And we've laughed about this, the fact that when I'm editing, I very rarely have to change anything because we've talked over each other.
Mm.
Sometimes we do a little bit and I leave a bit in, but it's conversation, so that's fine. But I think it's amazing that two ADHDers interrupt each other so rarely.
Yeah.
So we've obviously learned something in our life.
Well, we must have done. Well, yay, well done us.
Yay, yay us.
But I think that is it, isn't it? It is learning that we love being actively involved, and we see anything that we're not actively involved in as boring or irrelevant or not part of what we do. And I think maybe we've learned to be passively involved so that we can listen and we're still actually involved in things.
Yes.
And I think I learned it when I was a school leader that, because actually people talk a lot of shit, don't they? Let's be honest. And you can be in a meeting, I apologise, I'm going to use a sort of male stereotype, but in meetings I've been in, there are often men holding forth about all their brilliant ideas about anything. And they're not necessarily brilliant ideas, but I think men will say them with a great confidence that a woman might sort of think, oh, I'm not sure if this is a great idea, and hold back.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the ability to sit back and listen and think, what a load of rubbish, is quite a useful skill. And then to be able to go, thanks for that, Dave. Now, and move on is quite good.
Yeah. Well, it's, guess what? It's pausing again.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I think we...
So, shall... Yeah. I think we...
There we go. We probably immediately start talking over each other, having said we don't talk over each other.
Yeah. I think we've either whittled on long enough, or we've been terribly erudite for the last however many minutes. I think it's probably time to close for today.
Yes. Well, I think we've sort of looked at that ADHD tax from a number of different perspectives.
Mm.
You know, the financial, but also the personal.
Yeah.
And actually, there are so many aspects of ADHD that affect us one way or the other. So tax is a good word for it. So thank you for raising that one. It's been really interesting.
I just want to leave one last thought. And this is the annoyance factor and the I don't know where I've put something factor. I remember I sent you a photo recently when I got back from holiday or somewhere. And it was of my laptop and my diary, both very important, hidden in the bottom of a thing under the bed that had laundry in it, you know, to clean duvets and things and sheets. And it was underneath them. And I took a photo of it before I went away. And I came home and I'm thinking, oh God, where's my diary? Where's my laptop? Oh God, are they in my studio? Where are they? And then I suddenly thought, oh, I think I took a photo. So I went back to the date the day before we went away. And there it was. It's like, oh, thank God. Thank you. It's back to the future self, doing something for your future self. So take a photo.
Yes. Knowing yourself well enough to do that.
I will not remember.
Yeah, absolutely.
And on that note, we'll be around again in a month or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll catch up on an ad hoc basis, in a very ADHD ad hoc basis.
Yes.
Wishing you all well.
Take care.
Bye for now, Carrie.
Bye.
Bye, lovely. Thanks so much for joining us on our ADHD journey. If you can spare a sec, a review or ranking would be hugely appreciated by us. 5 stars would be marvellous, but whatever you think. Every single one really does help. As well as on your favourite app, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at theADHDConnection_podcast. So we hope to see you on there. Thanks again for listening, and bye for now.